From the PSIA ASI Satellite Studios in Hood River, Oregon, I'm George Thomas. You're listening to First Chair. And what a great guest. Jonathan Ballou is joining us on First Chair. Jonathan, this is kind of bittersweet for me. I met you at National Academy in 2017. You were one of my first interviews. We're actually getting ready to do our 700th show.
George, that's amazing. 700 podcasts.
Yes, 700 First Chairs. Yep.
That is phenomenal. That's like in only 7 years. 100 years, pretty darn good.
Yeah, I'm actually very proud of the way First Chair has grown and is growing, and it's really all because of you and the team and the great people at PSIA-ASI.
It's always a pleasure to chat with you.
Well, Jonathan, like I said, you and I met at National Academy. How many academies have you coached?
This is number 11. This is my 12th year on the team. I joined in 2012. I tried out in 08. Made it to the last day, but did not make it past the last day. So. but in 12, I made the team. So I've done, I guess it's 10. I had two. Last year I couldn't do it in the academy because of interski in Arizona. Interski at the end of March, and that was 2 weeks away in Finland, which is amazing. But I couldn't do that and take time off from my other job, my day job, to do Big Sky Academy as well for another week in April. And then we missed an academy because of COVID, of course. So
it's also an academy for you where tomorrow is your last day on the team. I started this out by saying it's kind of bittersweet. How does that feel for you?
Oh, it's interesting. It's emotional, but not bad. Definitely not bad. It is my last day on the team. As of Saturday, I will not be a team member, but I am not trying out, but I am going to be a selector, so that's a huge honor. How's it feel? It is, I am absolutely grateful for my 12 years, my 3 terms and 12 years on this team. It's opened so many doors for me. It has given me a launching pad for many aspects of my career. And one of the things that if you're using something as a launching pad, then you don't tether yourself to a launching pad. Once it launches you up, you're off the launching pad. So I'm leaving 3 terms with no regrets. I don't feel like I left anything on the table. I'm skiing myself off the team better than I skied myself on the team. I feel like the team has given me so many opportunities that I actually can't say yes to some of the coolest opportunities because of my commitments to the team. Therefore, that's a really good indicator that it's time to be off the team to do my own things in support of the organization and Snow Sports Instruction internationally and free up, it's not freeing up, but, leaving a spot for others to get it. Whether I make another term or not is irrelevant. If I'm not there, then somebody else can have that opportunity because it's not necessary for my career. So it's that part's sweet. The bigger part is this. I love it. I love Academy. I love the team. I love my teammates and my coaches. I love the organization. And I will miss being part of that group of amazing individuals who sit at the center of the think tank. I'll miss that. At the same time, I'm really excited to be able to say yes to some really cool stuff in the future that is hard to do because of the commitment to being.
It's interesting to me because I highly doubt this is the last time you'll be coaching at National Academy because once a member of the team, you can always come back and coach as a team member emeritus.
Right. I will definitely be doing that. I'll be doing some work with the team, work with the organization. I've got a slightly different role with the organization moving forward. I'm a member of the ISIA, the International Celestial Sports Drug Association. I'm a member of their technical commission as the U.S. or North American representative on the technical commission. So I've got a project that we're working on to align our current alignments, the standards that Dave Shuler is working on, to the international standards to promote our membership's ability to have highly internationally recognized qualifications, security qualifications that we offer in PSI. So that's a really super interesting project for me, and lines up really well with the work I've done internationally. My career on the team has been very much focused, rooted in technical development of our organization, especially the Alpine side. But my passion outside of technical skiing and how skiing works has been very much on how do we integrate the rest of the world, which is why you and I have spoken so many times about inter-ski and what it means to be are involved in this. So to be moving into a role or have moved into a role with ISIA is a huge honor. It seems like a natural evolution from the 12 years I did.
Now I'm thinking, you made it to the last day of tryouts in 2008. You've been a team member for 3 terms, and now you're going into the tryouts week, but as a selector. What's that like for you? That I can't imagine that's an easy job by any stretch. I mean, people are there, their dreams are on the line, and you're saying yay or nay.
Well, one of many.
Yes, I get that, but
I'm a voice in the choir on that one. So, what's it like? It might be better if you'd ask me that in a week.
Well, good, because I would love to check in with you from tryouts.
why don't we make a plan to do that in a week or two? We can catch up on that the first week of May. What's it like right now? I'm very much relieved to not have relieved's the wrong way to put it. We've spoken right around during tryouts my last 2 times going through tryouts.
Yes.
Actually, just the last one, because about time before that, we didn't know each other. The last one in 21, we talked twice during tryouts, and then right after.
Yep.
During tryouts, it was very clear with you that this is my last one. And then we talked right afterwards and confirmed it was my last one. So, going out as planned is wonderful, but it is nice to go into this tryout to be part of this tryout process, part of the process of selecting the next team without having the weight of performance on it. That is definitely a more relaxed position to be in. However, the days are not any shorter for the selectors, is my understanding. They are for the candidates. So I think it's going to be a long and tiring and inspiration-filled week watching this group of people come through and seeing who the next team is, who, mine and some of my peers' successors is going to be incredibly interesting.
And watching that, I mean, I know you are very much firm in your decision, but will there be any, do you think, feelings of, oh my gosh, I wish I was trying out as you're observing?
How could there not be?
Yep.
At the same time, I am resolute in my decision, and I have no regrets. I don't feel like I left anything on the table. I have no unfinished business. Super happy with and proud of what my teammates and I accomplished during the 12 years that I was a part of this. I'm comfortable with the very proud of the things that I was a part of. Stepping off or choosing not to reapply is the better way to put that. Feeling like there was an impact. Like I said, didn't leave anything on the table. So there is definitely an element of I expect to be watching things and be like, I wish I was there, and I am completely comfortable in this situation.
So switching gears a little bit, you're at National Academy as a coach. How's your group this year? Are you having fun?
I'm having a blast. I have skied with so many wonderful people. My week-long group is a group of 9 awesome human beings. They're just absolutely wonderful people and wonderful skiers. 5 of them are trying out for the team next week.
Oh, gosh.
One of them is trying out for the Argentine teams this summer and is the current Argentine technical champion. These people ski well, and they're totally inspirational. Top of the weird engineers. They're keeping me on my toes. That's the darn sure. Everybody in the group is hard-charging, analytical, thoughtful, top-end professionals.
So you guys are spending the week working on your wedge turns.
Not so much. It's interesting because you got some people who are trying out, some people who aren't trying out. Trying to help people with their technical skiing, technical improvement, while keeping them charging and skiing, but not overdoing it for the people who are trying out next week. Those are different tactical situations. Those men and women that are trying out next week that are trying not to do any harm to their headspace right now, and just help them be as successful as they possibly can be. Some of them are everyone in this group is
I mean, what a tune-up for them to get to ski with a team member, a 3-term team member, as prep going into tryouts. This has got to be incredible for them.
Or they drew the short straw because all the other team members who are trying out with them are taking the week easier. I'm not really sure. But I certainly am having a blast with them, and I'm honored to see it. On top of that, I've skied with two groups that I've skied with at different times in previous years as request groups for collectives. And then today was actually a highlight. Josh Rog and I led a clinic, an elective clinic called Stance Matters, where we brought in some older ideas from PSA, ASI, and not really in the correct angles, and more positional and stance-oriented things that kind of came from classic Austrian and European techniques, and that are still very true today. We led that clinic for about 35 people.
Wow.
It worked beautiful. That was a phenomenal experience. Josh is just absolutely brilliant presenter. For our best imitation of the Austrian presentation.
Now, if memory serves me correctly, and I'm twice brain damaged and I'm old, you and Josh were teammates on the winning team at the classic or the retro ski race at Interski last March, correct?
Well, we came in third.
Third.
So we didn't win, but we did come in third. We got some serious style points. For what we were wearing, what we were skiing on, the winning team had a little better equipment than we did. Like, their equipment was from the early 90s, our equipment was from the mid-70s. But we did come in third, so at the only event in Interski that had placing, we can say we podiumed. And it was Josh.
So what are your plans now? What's in the future for you, Jonathan?
I'm not done with the organization at all. I'm still a very active examiner in Rocky Mountain. I'm doing, as I described, just that ISIA role. So I've been spending a lot of time with the Australian team, the organization, and our international relationships. That one doesn't take nearly as much as the team, of course, but it means a lot to me. I'm going to be focusing more on the ski and snowboard schools that I'm responsible for, which is the Aspen Snowman Snowboard School. And then there are a lot of really interesting things that I have been asked to do, in no small part because of my time on the team, that I don't really have time to do because I am on the team. So being not on the team, some of that time gets me at least 4 or 5 weeks of travel that I won't be doing in a team uniform. So I'm gonna do some of that stuff on my own with camps. And I've got people who would like to do camps with me in Japan, Austria, Italy, Switzerland, New Zealand. Please focus on those pieces there. And most of those are international collaborations with people who have similar experiences. And I'm looking forward to that, as well as focusing on some more content production, video production for instructional and technical stuff that's kind of in my wheelhouse that I've had limited time to do in the last 7 years.
Well, Jonathan, I really thank you for taking the time to chat with us. If your dad is there, please say hello, because at that first 2017 National Academy that I attended, I ended up being roommates with your dad, which was amazing.
I totally forgot about that. And he's not here this time. He regrets it. He wishes to be here. Oh, one other thing I'm doing is Pure of mine, former technical director from New Zealand, and another surprise guest. He and I are, the three of us are starting a podcast in October, and it will be our musings on alpine technical stuff yet to be fully developed. So we will be developing and releasing in October.
Nice. Well, Jonathan Ballou, thank you so much for taking the time to chat with us. I hope you have a wonderful last day on the team, and I'm really excited for you and the future and everything that you've built.
George, thank you for everything you do for this organization. It's been an absolute pleasure, and I look forward to speaking to you many more times in the future.
Jonathan Ballou joining us on First Chair from the PSIA ASI Satellite Studios in Hood River, Oregon. I'm George Thomas.